Hello, San Antonio and South Texas. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and I extend a warm welcome to you for listening this afternoon on this oh, goodness, the lights went out. What's happening? There we go. We're back on. Well, other than that, I extend a warm welcome to you, and thank you so much for listening. I'm so excited with the program we have today because I have new things to bring to you. And that's one of the things I like to do is to bring you material that you haven't had a chance or won't have a chance probably to hear about or things that are really valuable to you. And so this program is about oral health and how it affects systemic health and systemic health, how it affects oral health. And so stay tuned. I've got some really exciting, interesting material. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. You're listening to KTSA 550 AM. And then it's KTSA on 107.1 FM. 550 AM, 107.1 FM. So I don't have a guest today. Please call in if you have a question or if you have a comment or if you just want to chat about oral health and systemic health and the connection of the two. And the number is 210-599-5555. 210-599-5555. And we have a podcast, and that's the KTSA is a talk radio station, of course. And the podcast is if you can't listen to this program, it's an entirety, and you want more of the material on it. We have about 8 years archived on the podcast. Our podcast address is staffelDDS.podomatic.com. And so we're having a little trouble with the computers over here.
Why? I don't like wearing suits. You know, a cappuccino would actually be lovely.
Can you hear me? Okay, we're back on. Okay, I'm sorry for that. I was talking about the podcast, about 8 years podcast. 8 years archived. And a lot of interesting material. Have interesting guests and interesting subjects. And that address is staffelDDS.podomatic.com. And if you call in, we'll try to. Chris, we're going to get the board up. Okay, he says that's our engineer. He's going to get the board up. It's dark right now, but the call-in board. So if you have a question or comment or just want some chit-chat about oral health and dentistry or systemic health, give me a call. There we go. We are back in business. Wow. Great going, Chris. He's jumping around here like very good. Very good. So, again, the podcast is staffelDDS.podomatic.com. We have a website, sanantoniodentist.net. No guest. It's a call-in show. Let me answer your questions. Call in is 210-599-5555, 210-599-5555. And I have so much material to talk about today and bring you new information about oral health and systemic or general health. So let's get started. This is one of the things I'm excited about among several that we're going to talk about. And I was at an event recently, and I sat next to Dr. Don Colbert, MD. Some of you might remember him. He had a real popular book called Toxic Relief. And he's an MD. He's out of Florida, and he also has a practice that he's up in Southlake, which is out of Fort Worth, because he has grandchildren up there. And so he's the author of Toxic Relief. It's a great book, and it got a lot of play, and it came out about 2001. And he's written a total of over 49 other books. And so I was sitting next to him, and I asked him to be a guest on this program, and he agreed to when we could coordinate our schedule, so I'll let you know of his visit to the program and plenty of time to mark your calendar, because he's such an interesting person, and he is got a very interesting take on health, and it'll be something that his book Toxic Relief was just a smash runaway hit in 2001, and that was not even his first book, but it was so good. So, and another thing, I was also sitting next to another gentleman at the same table who is designing a health insurance so that it'll cover enrollees nationwide for small employers who need to cover one or two employees. Say you have 8 employees in your small business, and they're enrolled through various things through their husbands or partners or so on medical insurance, and you have one or two people who don't have medical insurance. Well, he's designing something that's incredible. He hopes to have it up this year, and he's very knowledgeable in the field, and so it will be done, and it'll allow a small employer to offer health insurance at a reasonable price to one or two people in your business. I'll keep you posted on this. This is just absolutely fabulous. And he is heavily involved in the health field, multiple companies. So this is going to be so huge. It's going to be a big advantage to people who need health care and cannot afford it, or small businesses who cannot afford the cost of health care. So things are happening. Things are changing, and it's really neat. And, of course, Dr. Colbert has, you're reading his books, he'll help you on your own how you can get a lot healthier. And if you're not familiar with that, it's Dr. Don Colbert, C-O-L-B-E-R-T. He's an MD, and he's out of Florida, so I'll keep you posted on that, and I'll keep you posted on this other incredible program that's being developed to help small employers with one or two people who need health care. Huge, huge problem for people. And so, and this would even be allowing people with pre-existing conditions to be covered. So, we'll keep you posted on this. It's a very valuable announcement for your health care and coverage. Now to some helpful information. We've had some very helpful new products that have been brought to the dental office. One that I have talked about before is the silver diamine fluoride. Now, this is proving to be a real game changer in helping solve people's teeth where they want to keep their teeth for their lifetime. This is solving a major problem of people trying to keep their teeth. In brief, here's a scenario. This material is easily applied. It needs to be reapplied every 6 months. It is very, very inexpensive and is easily applied. What its value is that it arrests or stops completely decay from progressing. There is a downside. The downside is that it turns the decay lesion black until a tooth-colored filling or a porcelain crown can be placed. So what this means is that if you have financial circumstances that won't allow the ideal restoration, you can put the tooth destruction by decay on hold until you can afford the ideal restoration. And it only turns the decay black. It doesn't turn the tooth black. So A lot of times the decay is hidden between the teeth. A lot of times it's in the back or it's around the roots of a tooth. And this is just a tremendous game changer, where we can put this material on a tooth that is decaying and stop the decay, apply it every 6 months, and it may take you 4 or 5 years before you get to a point where you can have something of an ideal filling or crown or so on. This can help you out a lot. And it also, if you have a failing filling, this can be painted onto the margins of the failing filling and stop the decay around that tooth and save the tooth until you can do something at another time when it's more financially allowable for you to do that. So we find that this material is amazing, absolutely amazing. This changes a whole scenario of saving teeth, because the silver diamine fluoride application is very helpful for people in assisted living environments. And when they have lost the function of their hands, like through arthritis, Parkinson's, or stroke, and we have a small number of people who have problems like this, their arthritis is so bad they have difficulty grasping any kind of cleansing brush or so on. And then we have people with Parkinson's. It's so severe they can't do anything as far as brushing or taking care of their mouth. And then, of course, the people with stroke where they've had paralysis, the same thing. They have difficulty in their environment taking care of that. So this silver diamine fluoride is very helpful for people that have these problems, so they can keep their teeth. Because, oh gee, when you get into these upper ages, upper age levels, not having teeth or not being able to eat, that's all you got to look forward to at those times. And it's so important that you have your teeth. And that's why we've talked a lot about having your teeth fixed, especially when you're in your working years and you know you're going to retire at a certain period of time. It's so important to budget and get your teeth fixed well in advance of your retirement, and get your restorations done well, so that you have a great chewing function. And you may want them to look great. Well, that's not so important, but chewing function is, when you get up to these advanced ages. We have patients up to 104. That's our oldest patient. And we have multiple patients, more than one, who are in their hundreds. We have a lot of patients that are in their 90s, a very large amount that are in their 80s. So we're always looking for ways to help this particular situation of keeping your teeth all your life, so that you can chew and be healthy and be comfortable. So the nature of decay prevention is changing. And give my office a call. It's Dr. Staffel and Associates. It's 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569 for more information and help with decay prevention. This is a major game changer. And it works. It's FDA approved. I think it was approved in either 2015. I think it's 2015 it was approved by the Federal Drug Administration. It's also approved for children. And interestingly enough, these are not new chemicals. They've been around for 100 years or so, but the combination is new and the percentage is new. And so if you have a problem that fits into this, and you've got to postpone getting your teeth fixed, ideally, give us a call. Doctors Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569 for more information and to help with decay prevention. Now then, another new product for dental offices is called ICON. That's I-C-O-N. Briefly, in a 3-year study, it showed an astounding 98% success rate of arresting interproximal enamel lesions in permanent teeth. Now, interproximal means in between the teeth, and enamel, it's a lesion. Enamel is a coating on the outside of the tooth. So frequently, quite frequently, what we see in our patients, and the hygienists take x-rays, and they take the cavity-detecting x-rays, and because of the success and beauty and function of the digital x-ray, we can blow these x-rays up to an 8x9 size and see things we never could believe we could see before. So we can see when the tooth begins to dissolve between two teeth. That is, the enamel starts to get, we call it etched, and it hasn't penetrated through the enamel yet. Because once the decay gets through the enamel and into the dentin, this rate of decay speeds substantially. So if we can stop that decay while it's still in the enamel and keep it from getting into the dentin, which is so easily, dentin decays real easy because it dissolves at a different rate than enamel. And depends on a patient's diet as well, and what they've been eating, and what they've been snacking on, and what they've been drinking. So when we see these little, and we can see them, and we can blow it up, and we can actually magnify on the digital x-rays to see if the decay lesion has gone through the enamel. If it hasn't, that's where the ICON comes in. And what this means is when the dentist or the hygienist finds evidence of decay, but decay has not penetrated through the enamel, the ICON offers an aesthetic alternative to surgical intervention, stopping the progression of early decay lesion without drilling, local anesthetics, and are, and this is so important, unnecessary loss of healthy tooth structure. Because once you poke a hole in a tooth, everything changes as far as the longevity of that tooth. If we can keep a tooth whole and sound, it's going to last beautifully and work very, very well. So this is called resin infiltration, what I was just describing. And it's a very simple procedure that is used. And we can stop this decay that's developing if it hasn't gotten through the enamel. And we can use this system, and it's not an expensive item as well. And using this resin infiltration, stop the decay. And this 3-year study showing this astounding 98% success rate of arresting and stopping this interproximal enamel lesions in permanent teeth is, we don't have anything like this. I haven't had anything like this ever. So this is great news. It's just wonderful news. I have more to say on this. We'll get back to it, but first I'm going to go to the caller. Micah, how are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing okay today, sir. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How can I help you?
This lovely Dracula weather we're having. You can film a Wolfman movie out here. It'd look great.
Well, at least it's wet.
That's right. At least, you know, I was telling a buddy of mine I work with earlier, in a couple of months, we're going to wish it was like this.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
I was going to say, I had You know, I have an issue. I'm a sibling. I'm the youngest of three folks. And it was not for any lack of taking care of anything.
Okay.
I brushed my teeth, you know, I mean, come on, you know. Like, but I guess maybe it was generic. And
Genetic.
Timeline.
You mean genetic.
I mean generic. Genetic.
Not generic.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Genevieve, but anyway, and they just, you know, they all got loose and, you know, pretty much just, I don't know, kind of fell out, you know.
Your teeth fell out?
They kept getting loose, and then it was like, well, gee, I didn't have to pull anything. They just, heck, I did it myself. But I mean, anyway, I got the tops done, but now we're working on the bottom, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, what? And I found a guy that, well, I know, I wanted to say his name, you know, but he worked at the dental lab, and I got a real reasonable price to do. I'm good. But like I say, now I'm working on the bottom. What is it that makes, because it's, you know, it's just an, it's a plastic, you know, I mean, kind of like a, you know, I used to take surfboards and stuff. I know what it is. I'm sorry. What do you? What's the name of the plastic?
Acrylic.
Fiberglass. Exactly.
Fiberglass. Acrylic.
Acrylic.
Uh-huh.
And isn't that what you know teeth are made of? And I'm thinking, I just always kind of wondered, I've listened to you for years, you know, and I just always kind of halfway wondered what makes it so high to make a mold and then just put, I mean, because, you know, I didn't want to have to wait till Halloween and go down to the costume thing to get some teeth.
Sure.
You know? But I mean, you know, up to $1,502 grand for, and I'm like, what?
Listen, you can get, you're talking about replacement teeth like a denture?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are
there are
people that do dentures for like $300, $500 for a set. You see them advertised all the time, and you can look up in the Yellow Pages or on the internet with dentures. You can find dentures of every range price that you want, and if you need to slide into a inexpensive denture, that's great, because then you can wear it a while. It'll get you by. You usually give up some things. Maybe it may not look exactly like you want it, may not fit exactly like you want it, but it can get you by until you can get to a point where you can really get an ideal. Because you got to remember that making dentures or any kind of dental appliance is a custom design. It is made.
Amen. I understand it is, that.
It
yes,
is
sir.
Like a custom piece of jewelry or a custom that is made just for you. And then the other thing is that you have retention. And whenever you take your teeth out or you lose them, like you're talking about, they loosened up, you're going to lose a lot of bones. So there's going to be loosening up of these appliances, and they have to be relined, or you have to stabilize them with implants. The first thing you've got to do, however, if a tooth falls out, is get the infection cleaned out of the bone. Otherwise, it'll keep spreading. It'll get into your bloodstream. It'll cause more bone loss and accelerate the bone loss. So you want to, first of all, have a dentist, and a dental laboratory cannot do this. You've got to get the infection cleared out of your bone. And then that's going to slow down the bone loss, which is going to occur because when you take a tooth out, it's going to happen. You're going to lose width and height, and you have to have the teeth realigned, which can be done real easy. And so this is how you want to go about that. Now,
well, that I did have. I made sure it was all stuff that, you know, all that, you know, stitches and everything, you know, all that. But now I'm just looking to, you know, get some piano keys back in there. But
what you want to look at is get an estimate on getting some dental implants. You can get by with two dental implants. And they, if you have enough bone, and if you don't have osteoporosis, and if you don't have gum disease, in your mouth. Implants can make a world of difference in stabilization and keep the appliances right. from rattling around, and also increase your benefit of being able to chew anything that you want. So,
I'm sorry, that was funny though.
Let me finish. You've got the first part done, and that's dentures.
I did that.
Now, and you got the infection cleaned out, is what you're telling me. So now the next point is to get a diagnosis on what it would take to put two or four implants or whatever it is, a design, into place, and then you can use the same dentures that you have, the same appliances, and they can be retrofitted to fit on implants. And this slows down the bone loss, and the denture will ride on the implants and increase your chewing function and smiling and so on greatly.
Yes, sir, and
increase your chewing efficiency for your own stomach health as well. So you have a oral health, systemic health. So you did the first part. You did the first part. Now you want to get the second point, which is a diagnosis for implants, and see if how these can be retrofitted. But again, back to the cost, you can get. I see dentures advertised for like $395 a set and $595 a set, and there's a lot that goes into what you're looking at, and how they are backed up as far as service, and if there are a lot of extra charges that go into the maintenance of an appliance, because your mouth is changing all the time, and the tissue is changing all the time. So it's not like making something that's not going to be changing. You follow me?
I get you. I've always heard that your mouth continually changes.
It does. It does.
That part I've got. I just, wondered, I'm wondering, what happened to me? My brother and sister didn't have this.
It's a genetic thing. It's a genetic thing.
I guess.
And it depends upon how. Another big factor is how constructive you were, or how compliant you were with your home care. Did you visit a dentist on a regular basis? Did you follow their instructions? And when you started losing bone and getting infected gums, did they give you a diagnosis? Did they give you a treatment plan? Did you follow up on that? All these follow into that, because you may have it's like I had a patient that had a terrible, terrible. I came from out of town. It really had a mess. Hadn't been to the dentist in 2 decades. And so the first thing I did was send him to his physician. Well, he didn't have a physician, but he made him go to it, and of course found out he had roaring diabetes. Well, diabetes destroys the bone. It sets up a lot of bone loss.
Heard about it.
So it's a factor like that that can have a huge impact. And then bone supplements like calcium and magnesium and selenium and boron and strontium. All of these things go into that. But there's a reason that you lost bone, and it's serious. And once you lose it, you can't get it back. So you need to find out for sure from a medical end of it that you're not losing bone in your hips. Are you not losing bone in your knees? Are you where you wind up? How old are you?
I'm 57.
Okay.
And you know what? My legs are starting to feel kind of weird.
You got to find out from
the way I used to.
You got to find out from a medical aspect. Do you smoke?
I do. I'm in the process of quitting.
All right. Let's see. Every 10 years, you're going to lose a certain amount of teeth with smoking, and so that is another factor that enters into it. So the thing is, you want to, since it had this effect on your teeth, you don't want to have this effect on your hips or your legs or your arms.
Got it.
Because you're at a prime age where a lot of bad things can happen. And they get very, if you think teeth, you wonder how much teeth cost. Well, wait till you get into.
Oh, golly. That thing goes a lot deeper than I thought it did.
Absolutely. It's you've got to figure this out. You've got to get the medical help and get lab reports and find out and stop this. Because, you know, when you lose your mobility, you lose a lot. And I have so many patients.
You lose your life.
Yeah, I have so many patients. I have so many patients that been with me for decades and decades, and they lose their mobility. And I have so much empathy for them because their life changes so drastically. They have to go to canes, they have to go to walkers, they have to go to wheelchairs. So this is all part of it. And your teeth are just the tip of the iceberg. Your mouth is a barometer of what's going on in the rest of your mouth. So find out what's going on and follow up on that.
Okay. So it's like a beginning symptom then.
That's exactly right.
I see.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'm sure glad. I hear you every week, and I hear, you know.
I'm so glad you called.
I'm glad I called. Because now I know why my, I know why a couple of months, my legs and my knees and hips are starting to feel, I can't scale up and down a ladder like I used to, you know.
Off a ladder. I have a friend who fell off a ladder, and he's been in ICU for a week.
I hear that.
And he shouldn't have been. And he shouldn't have been on the ladder in the first place.
Well, everybody that I work with don't belong 3 feet off the ground.
That's right.
I'm up there, and I'm way less. And we don't bounce off the ground the way we used to. You know.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, I sure appreciate. Okay. Well, I will most certainly look into that. And I'm glad I finally, instead of hearing you all the time for what, years now,
good.
I'm glad I finally called you. And
well, I appreciate you calling.
I'd like to come to your office sometime.
Well, don't hesitate. We'll be happy to see you.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Bye, bye, Mark.
Bye, bye, sir.
Okay, so I was talking about this fabulous new technique called resin infiltration, and it's a prevention of decay between the teeth without cutting on the tooth, thereby preserving the original strength of the tooth, setting the stage for a lifetime retention of a tooth. And this procedure does not discolor the tooth, as does the previously mentioned SDF material. So give us our office a call next week. That's Dr. Staffel and Associates, an experienced preventive dental care that has just recently been made safely available. Resin infiltration. It's such a simple concept. It's not anything. I mean, anybody could figure this out, but they didn't. Somebody did in the meantime. It's taken so long, it's taken 100 years for this to figure out. So, we're talking about the things that are changing the whole concept of dental preventive care. Because, when I started out decades ago, we had nothing but silver mercury fillings, and we didn't have any porcelain crowns, we had gold crowns. But the fillings were all silver and mercury, and there was nothing else. And caused a lot of destruction to teeth because the material is left in for a long time. It's a good short-term material, but it's not a good long-term material. But we've talked about that a lot, and we'll talk about it a lot more. But we're talking now just, we never had these prevention materials like we have now. So the SDF that I mentioned previously, the silver diamine fluoride, and now this resin infiltration. Oh, gee, this is why I, Dr. Ed Staffel, am so excited about how we can save a person's teeth for a lifetime with technology that has just been recently available. This is an immense game changer of preserving teeth, because a tooth is designed to last you 80 plus years. And that's what's so wonderful. And it's designed to last 80 plus years and keep a healthy nerve in place and a healthy blood supply and a healthy bone supply around it and healthy gums around it. That's the way it's designed. And when you're born, you have all these wonderful teeth that are lined up. You have healthy gums. But then as time goes on, things change. And so this is why I'm just so excited about the prevention of what we can do with decay and preventing decay and saving people's teeth and postponing, like the SDF, the silver diamine fluoride. Yes, it has to be applied every 6 months. Yes, it does discolor a cavity, not the tooth, but just the decay. And however, it can preserve that tooth and stop that decay dead in its tracks to where you can take and get the tooth fixed properly. And it may take a year or two, but at least you've retained the tooth, you've stopped the decay, kept it from breaking down. So this is a huge, huge advantage to the patient and to the public as well. And it's safe for children. It's FDA approved. We have things, and they're coming out with things all the time. That's the nice thing about dentistry. We're moving more and more towards prevention. You see these beautiful ads, I'm telling you, on Teeth in a Day. You don't have to go that route. You don't have to lose your teeth, even though they, like Clear Choice, they do a great job. And it's something that you don't have to go through that, because there's nothing, absolutely nothing like a natural tooth that lasts you. It's designed to last you all of your life. It's designed to keep the nerve alive inside the tooth. It's designed to keep the blood supply inside the tooth. But you need help. You've got to see your dentist on a regular basis, and when there's a fracture line, you've got to get that fracture fixed. And it's got to be done with the proper restoration, the proper design. But it can and will last you for your lifetime, 80 plus years. A tooth will last 80 plus years. And the average age of teeth now, it's for men, it's 86.8, and for women, it's 88.8. So the numbers are changing. They've changed a lot in the last 50 years. People are living longer. So, again, the resin infiltration is just a fantastic thing, and it's there's no, for preserving permanent teeth, there's no drilling, there's no anesthesia, there's no damage to the tooth. And there's no unnecessary loss of healthy tooth structure. That's really neat. And especially for me, we've seen dentistry change so much, like dental implants. I started doing dental implants in 1978. I'm probably the oldest dental implant placement dentist in town. And I've seen we've seen the progression of implants through the years, and it's just been wonderful. And we're doing things now with dental implants that are just unheard of. So things are changing, and they're getting better and better all the time. So now, another remarkable piece of technology that we've installed, and that's at the office of Dr. Staffel and Associates. Our number is 210-341-2569. And this is something that is Star Wars type technology. It's the iTero Element. Now, iTero is a company that's been making scanners for some time, but now they've upgraded it to the Element. They call it the iTero Element. And this is another game changer, which is a frequently used term. a real game changer. So let me explain what this is. We can scan the mouth. That is, we can take a picture of the mouth, just sort of like a video, but it takes still pictures, even though it's in a video form. And it's like a video, but results in a picture of your entire mouth. And this takes about 10 minutes. And then the data we capture is archived for 10 years, which is a huge, huge advantage to you, the patient. But this is where it's so valuable for a patient. This iTero element. Sometimes I bought a lot of equipment through the years and been disappointed in so many pieces of equipment not performing to what we were led to believe, but this is one that exceeds what we were informed about, the iTero element. So it'll show and record tooth wear in time-lapse data capture year to year or any time frame that we need. Now think of that. When we examine a mouth and we're shown with the iTero element teeth wear, and this is called the iTero element, that is occurring on all of your teeth, and we can develop a diagnosis for the wear, which can be multiple sources, and develop a treatment solution so as we can intercept the wear problem and thus prevent teeth from wearing out and throughout a person's lifetime. Now, this is huge. We've never had this type of data before. Never, ever have we had this data before. We can see in a time-lapse format, and for instance, every time you go in to have your teeth cleaned once a year, the iTero element scan can be taken, and it measures teeth wear in the time-lapse format year to year. It's incredible. Until for typically what we see is dentists and hygienists, we look in the mouth and say, oh goodness, you've sure worn that tooth off, and through habits or whatever's going on, or sleep distorted breathing, or a lot of different causes, we can see this, we can record it, and we can diagnose it and then develop a treatment. Now, number two, that's number one. And number two, it'll show any tooth movement in time lapse data capture year to year or at any time frame we need. So think of this. We can diagnose tooth movement in the mouth and take corrective action if it's needed, when it is needed, to stop the movement of the crowding of a tooth. And we see this so frequently of people who have had orthodontic treatment as a teenager or a youngster in the past. And retention was not preserved, or if they were given retainers, they quit wearing the retainers or the different little metal retainers that are used that are glued onto the back of the teeth. For various reasons, they may have taken these off, it may have come off, but the onset retention, and of course there's a saying in orthodontics, retention is for life, and people, unfortunately, don't heed this particular problem. And retention is for life. You have to have retention if you've had orthodontics, so this is going to show tooth movement. It's going to record any tooth movement in time-lapse data, and it's going to capture it year to year on any time frame we need. And then so we can diagnose and take corrective action if needed, when it is needed, and catch it when it's really a simple problem. So let me go back to the lines here. We'll get back to this in just a minute. And let me talk to Fuchsia. How are you?
I'm just fine. I wanted to tell you, boy, dentistry has come a long way since I was a kid when we had nothing and they drilled and everything.
Oh, isn't it exciting, I'll tell you.
Yes, and my experience there in the office, I tell you, when I almost went to sleep while you was working on my teeth.
Oh, good. Well, that's that NuCom that we have. We haven't even gotten to that technology.
Oh, it's wonderful, I tell you.
Isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, and of course, you know, you're the one that got me on that wheat belly diet.
Great.
Dr. William Davis's.
Yes.
Oh, I tell you, and I've dropped 25 pounds. It's taken me about 3.5 years.
Golly, that's marvelous.
But it's little at a time.
Yes.
Everybody, it's not that kind that you lose 25 pounds in 25 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
But, and I've learned to eat better and do better, and I sure have appreciated listening to your program.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate that.
Okay, well, just wanted to let you know.
Oh, thank you so much,
Sheesha. I learned so much from listening to your program, and I do take the Neo 40.
Great. Well, we've got a lot more coming up, I'll tell you. We've got some great things coming up in the future.
Oh, I know. So okay, I'll let you go, and I'll...
Well, thank you so much for calling and your kind words. Really appreciate that. That
okay.
keeps
well,
us going.
Y'all are very good. Everybody there is very, very kind and very
oh, well, thank you.
People.
I'll pass that on to them.
Okay. You know, I'm 91 years old, so
oh, marvelous.
Still got a lot to learn.
Yes, yes. Don't we all? Yeah. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much, Yusha.
All right. Well, bye-bye.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye. So, we're talking about how we can record tooth movement and take action to stop movement or make a correction. And it can be done, if we catch it early, it can be usually be done very simply with a little retainer type of thing, with a little type of movement. Or if we don't, if it's been a while and the teeth have moved all out of alignment, then that's a different diagnosis, but it can be fixed. So, The whole thing about it with the iTero element, it shows that, it records it, archives it for 10 years. So we can go back and look and see year to year what's going on. So typically when a patient comes in, we'll take the scan, and then the next year they come in, we'll take another scan and compare what's going on. And we'll even alternate with x-rays as well. And this, again, goes into the preservation of teeth. So then the next thing it'll show and record is gum recession in time-lapse data capture, year to year, or any time frame we need. So, again, think of it. No surprises about gum recession, so remedies can be developed and treated long before they become a problem. Your teeth get sensitive, or there's wear on the sides of the teeth, or the gums get into trouble because of the gum recession. So the iTero element will record this gum recession. It'll archive it, and we can develop a treatment plan to have it treated either with a surgery or with restorations. It's just another advantage for the patient of keeping your teeth. And then the iTero element records pressure points of the way the teeth come together and the way they strike one another. And this is a very destructive pressure on teeth that can be removed and balanced and help prevent wear and tooth fracture. Because teeth, we ask a lot of our teeth, and they wear. And when you can record the abnormal pressures, pressures that shouldn't be there, where you need to have the teeth adjusted, just a little bit of a bite adjustment, this is a huge way to save teeth. And this iTero element records these pressure points. Now this is just unheard of what we can do. And then it records existing malocclusion and tooth crowding. And with the touch of a button, we can show you what your teeth can look like with the Invisalign system of tooth straightening and how much time the correction will take. And with the what we call an MOP procedure, the diagnosed treatment time can be reduced many times as much as 50% without damage to the teeth. So this is just something incredibly fantastic. Then the scanning procedure records prepared teeth, and the data is emailed to the dental lab and is accurate to 6 mils. Now, 6 mils is just an incredible amount. We've never had accuracy like this. In the past, 50 mils was really stretching it. But now it's accurate to 6 mils. This is just incredible. So think of it. No more bulky dental impressions and gagging from the impression procedures for when we have prepared a teeth or a bridge or something of that type. This iTero element scans the tooth, the prepared tooth, And then it's email to the dental lab, saving time and being so accurate. The dental technicians say that it is so much more accurate than impressions, and they encourage scanning. Now, the iTero Element is not the only scanner, but it's one of the best, and it does just an incredible job. So then the iTero Element scan is sent to Invisalign for straightening trays for orthodontic straightening of teeth if a person wants and can be revised mid-treatment if needed. And if you have teeth out of alignment, or if you have crooked teeth, or if you have orthodontics and they're starting to drift, we just scan with the iTero Element, send it to Invisalign, and they'll give us a diagnosis and the trays necessary, design of the trays necessary to straighten it out. And they have over 4 million cases in their data bank to make the design, and then the dentists have input into making the design as well and getting it corrected, the problem corrected. But the nice thing is we can just scan your teeth and show you what can be done with the punch of a button, show you what can be done as far as straightening your teeth. And you may want to do that 5 years from now, but it'll be archived and you can also have it done. So this is why I, Dr. Ed Staffel, am so excited about what we can do for our patients. And give us a call. Our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569. This is just one of the most exciting times for dentistry, for dentists, and this technician. This technology is over the top, and it's for the patient's benefit. It's for your benefit. It costs the prevention and cutting down on costs. Oh my gosh, it's. If you're interested in keeping your teeth, if you're interested in being healthy, if you're interested in getting in the best health that you can for your oral health, and this is why we keep adding on these technology achievements or technology procedures, because it's going to help the patient so much. And then we also have voice-activated pocket charting. Every hygiene appointment, the hygienists are going to chart what your pocket depths are, bleeding points, gum recession, and that's archived as well, so that we can follow every time that you come in for a hygiene appointment. We're going to do this charting, record it. It's voice activated. It's again, a fabulous thing. So you are never in the dark. You know exactly what's coming on, what's coming about. So this again is why I am so excited about dentistry in this day and time. And then of course we have digital x-rays. Digital x-rays take very little radiation, and you blow the image up 8 by 9 inches, a little tiny film, 8 by 9 inches. You see things just unbelievable. Then you have intraoral photos that do the same thing. Magnify the photo of a tooth 20 times. We can see again things we never could see. And then we have a lot of other technology that we'll talk about. Thank you so much. We're getting to the end of the program. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. And remember to brush your teeth at night, floss at night. Spend at least 5, even better, spend 10 minutes at the, it'll make you live longer and healthier and save your teeth. Thank you so very much for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.